Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Karen Boback, of the 117th Legislative District in Luzerne, Wyoming, and Lackawanna Counties. Representative Boback, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, as we go into September, all Americans, and Pennsylvanians especially, have to remember that this is the time of year when we commemorate those folks who gave their lives and were killed in the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001. And I understand that this is a special year in that the National Park Service is finally dedicating a memorial to those folks in Somerset County who were involved in the terror attacks. What are some of the details?
Well, this does mark the 14th anniversary of the devastating terrorist attacks on our nation. So communities throughout the country will pause to remember the nearly 3,000 men and women who were killed on September 11, 2001 in New York, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. All Pennsylvanians are invited to join the tribute by proudly flying the American flag and to never forget the sacrifices of the heroes of that day. Also, as a part of this week's commemoration, the Visitor Center Complex at the Flight 93 Memorial in Somerset County, which is operated by the National Park Service, will be officially dedicated. The memorial will include a system of pedestrian trails and a dramatic flight path, walkway, and overlook, as well as the Flight 93 Learning Center, which is a multi-purpose space for educational programming, exhibits, and special events. For more information, visit the National Park Service website at www.nps.gov/state/PA and look for the Flight 93 Memorial link.
Also at this time of year, there's an important program that folks in the fire and EMS services in Pennsylvania need to be aware about, and I understand that applications are now available. What are some of the details on this?
Well, volunteer ambulance companies and all fire departments should now apply for the popular fire company Volunteer Ambulance Service Grant Program, and that will be for the 2015-2016 year. More than $30 million is available statewide to help these first responders. Applications are available online for fire and ambulance departments to complete. The deadline for submission is Thursday, October 22nd. These grants may be used for construction or renovation of a unit station, the purchase or repair of equipment, and training or debt reduction. This grant program was created by the General Assembly as Act 10 of 2007 and is funded through the state gaming proceeds. For more information, visit the State Fire Commissioner's Office website at www.osfc.pa.gov.
Representative Boback, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Karen Boback.